Awesome. So I think we can start now, and then as people get joining, we can carry on with the conversation. So just to let everyone know, this is the Bitcoin Circular Economies series that we started a couple of weeks ago. The idea is to invite a circular economy that is already working in the community. The purpose of it is to for them to showcase what they have been doing, the challenges that they have faced with their work. So this time we have Montanha Bitcoin, that I guess that means mountains, somewhere in Brazil. Lucas, why don't you take it over? Thank you for joining us. Welcome, everyone.
Okay. Yes, Montanha is mountain, Bitcoin mountain, right, in English. So I start telling some how everything started here. So we started a project here in 2020 with cryptocurrency. I've been working in the crypto space for like 3 years, 2 years. And then at the beginning of 2023, I was invited for the Private Bitcoin Project for the first Bitcoin Carnival in the world. We are doing last year there. So I was one of the guys at Satoshi's house. So we rented the house where we spent 30 days, only Bitcoiners, for 30 days, and then we made the first Bitcoin Carnival. And at this point, before I arrived in Jericoacoara, Private Bitcoin Project, I was working with all blockchain and shitcoin stuff. And when I arrived there, Fernando told me, okay, it's a Bitcoin only project. So I sold all the rest of my Ethereum. Okay, I'm going to a Bitcoin only project. I will be being a Bitcoin only, right? So I was open mind for this new era for my career in Bitcoin crypto blockchain space, right? So in this 30 days, we spend our efforts in creating content for the Bitcoin Carnival, creating awareness for the Bitcoin Carnival. We are on the street talking about Bitcoin for to the people, open wallets, also giving support for the merchants. At the time we have 21 merchants accepting Bitcoin. So at this first moment, we are on the streets talking with the people. We're doing the Bitcoinization process. We are accelerating this Bitcoinization process in the Jericoacoara for the 30 days, and then we made the Bitcoin Carnival. We break the world record with Bitcoin payments in Lightning. It was one of the stuff that we're gonna break the world record with payments in Lightning. And then, I got to be there, right? And then after this, the first month, I spent a lot of time with Fernando at night. He was like coding a lot of techno stuff. I didn't know nothing about Lightning until I arrived in Jericoacoara. And it was like, blew my mind, because for me, we are doing another crypto. We are trying another crypto as payment here before that. Because for me, Bitcoin wasn't good enough for Bitcoin payment, because it was low, it was the fees was too high. But Fernando introduced me to a whole new world with Lightning, right? After all this event of Bitcoin Carnival event, these 30 days at Satoshi's house, he invited me to spend another 1 month in the social project, Fruits for Sex. The Lightning technology and the Fruits for Sex program that was make me stay at Jericoacoara Private Bitcoin Project for another month, because when I saw the kids paying fruits in a POS machine with their boat cards, I was like, whoa, that's it. The Bitcoinization is happening with the kids, right? If a kid with like 4 or 5 years old can use Bitcoin on a daily basis to buy food at school, everyone can do it, right? At that time, the people are like, okay, Bitcoin, it's a reserve of value. It's not used for money, but it's too hard to use as money. But the kids at the school are using, okay? At this time, we also start open a Bitcoin store, and all this process with the POS machines and the Bitcoinizer was being born at that time in Jericoacoara. And after this month working in the social project, I started the third month. These 30 days working full time with Fernando to build the technology to replicate this technology with a full node and both cards and POS machines, and also the social project of Fruits First Sats here at Montanha Bitcoin. So it will be starting another a new concept for what we are doing here before, right? So we at this 30 months, I set up a node. We print the 200 bolt cards and set up all this infrastructure so I can replicate this project here at Montanha Bitcoin. After that, I came back to the mountain and started the Bitcoinization process, set up the project with the school. So I contact the school. Okay, we have this project with Bitcoin where we want to give fruits for kids every day. They're gonna pay with Bitcoin, use their local infrastructure, this Bitcoinized technology with POS and bolt cards. They're like, whoa, what is this Bitcoin? So it take like I think 2 weeks for them to understand, and they write a pro they wrote a paper, a project for the school. So they have to respect some local regulations for project at public schools here. So they spent some 2 or 3 weeks for that. And after that, we start the Fruits for Sats program, where we are giving fruits for the kids. They're paying with Bitcoin for 10 sats, like 1 cent of Brazilian local currency. And with that, we start talking with the local merchants that already got some knowledge about cryptocurrency payments, but not Bitcoin, because I didn't know that it was possible with Lightning. And then we got 21 merchants accepting Bitcoin. And at the time, we thought that it was not viable to have like 100, 200 or more merchants accepting Bitcoin, because we don't have Bitcoiners to use and to support all these merchants accepting Bitcoin, right? So we only Bitcoinized 21 merchants. So we Bitcoinized the biggest supermarket here, because the smallest one, we got just two. One closed, the other one was enthusiast of Bitcoin, but he would accept that. Then okay, we're not accepting anymore. Then I go to the big market. Okay, we got this project here. We're gonna buy fruits every day to the kids at school. They know how it works, how this POS machine works. And okay, and then I didn't give them the choice, because we got like 2 days before I started the project at school. Okay, I'll be here at Monday. The kids are counting with you. Okay, we can't let the kids without the fruit. Okay, so they
Wait,
put them.
wait, 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 Lucas. You are talking everything. Let's make people understand step by step. So first, you spend 2 months here with me working to create your own node and replicate the idea to create a circular economy in Santo Tomé, right? Then you understood how to implement the node, and you back to Santo Tomé, and you engaged with the school to start to provide fruits for sats, as we did here in Jericoacoara, right?
Exactly.
So the system that you are using is like the MyNode BTC, right? With BTC Pay Server, LNBits, and also the Bitcoinized machines and the both cards, right?
Okay.
Right. How it it was difficult for you to, as a beginner, running servers and understanding Linux, it was easy to run a node to start. Using the methodology that we created here in Jericoacoara.
Fernando showed me step by step how to run a Bitcoin bank that is on GitHub. So with the whole methodology, it makes it simple. It's simple in that way, you know. I have, before that, I used to be a farmer, so I have almost nothing knowledge about technology. How I know now about running a node and all this technical stuff I learned with Fernando. It was, I could say it was easy because right. It's simple when you have a way, you have a step by step to follow. You know, I think if I had to do it by myself, the whole process, I couldn't do it, but how everything was made before, it turned very, very, very easier.
So this node is running in a laptop, right? That we is the laptop that we started using here in Jericoacoara. It's a very old laptop of like $150, and it's running for 4 years from now. So, and then you started to provide the fruits for the kids in the school. How it works in São Tomé? How it started? Like the school wrote the project, and you have the space with the machines, and you gave the cards to the kids. But how the process to buy the fruits works? How you pay for the fruits? How this process works?
Yeah, the school prepared the place. Specific place for the Montanha Bitcoin project, so it's like the place only for the fruits. They prepare this space, they do all the decoration, all fruits and Bitcoin, and a lot of photos with fruits. So we buy the fruits twice a week, on Monday and Wednesday. That when the fruits arrive here at the Montanha, so we bought twice a week. They have a place where they keep the fruits.
How many fruits?
Yeah, around we sell around 200 fruits a day. Okay, but
wow.
Until now was at last year was 2,000 kilos of fruit. Okay, but we bought maybe I think 200 kilos a week, maybe. I think something around that, and so we buy the fruits at the supermarkets, paying on a Bitcoinized POS machine. They keep the fruits at the school. There's a professional there. I don't know how to say in English. Nutritionist. I think something like that. That they prepare the fruit. She prepares the fruit. She prepares the menu. What they are gonna eat at the each day. Twice a day, they have a specific time where the kids go to the fruit sales just to buy the fruits, paying with Bitcoin. And it's amazing because some kids they don't really like fruit, you know, but they are there to use the boat cards. They are more exciting using Bitcoin as a payment than the fruit, because some of them lost their cards. They said, I don't want a fruit anymore. I lost my card. I just want to pay with Bitcoin, you know. They are more excited with the using Bitcoin, the empowerment that Bitcoin card gives to them, because they saw their parents paying for stuff anywhere, and they never pay anything. They had like 4, 5, 6 years. We have 200 kids today, They are like 4, 5, and 6 years. And for a 4 years, kid pay for their fruit at the school is like very powerful, you know? Yeah, and here, the process of the project Fruits for Sats was way much easier than City Coquara because the school was way more open for all the process. So when I was in the City Coquara this year for 3 months, we got one of the teachers that she go to the supermarket, buy the fruits. They take care for all the process from buying fruits, get them, cutting, preparing, and selling them for the kids.
Yes, and tell me, Lucas, how do you pay for the fruits? What's the process? How do you collect this money? And how do you track the expenses for the fruits? Do you try to teach the kids about the price volatility as well? Because at the beginning, 1 cent of reais was 10 sats. And now 1 cent is 5 sats. So what is the process? The kid go there, they buy fruits, but there's any interaction of them talking about the price or something like that, and about the donations too.
Yeah, okay. We set up this crowdfunding campaign where we describe everything we plan to do and receive donations for the project. So the project is a social project where we are funded by donations from Bitcoiners. The project Pry Bitcoin made the first donation and then we start receiving more donations for the project. And that's how it rose today, right? I keep all the notes from all the fruit we buy at the supermarket. We have a Google Sheet with how many kilos was bought each day, how many in total we have for months, you know. And the kids about the price of Bitcoin, we at the school, we are not using BTC Pay Server. We are using the LNBTC POS. So we can't, the price it in reais. So we put like 1 cent in reais that used to be 10 satoshis, 10 sats, but they were like 7 satoshis and 6 satoshis, 5 satoshis. And then now it's like 3, 4 satoshis. Today was like 4 satoshis. So yeah, it's hard for them to understand because they are too young, but yeah, some of them are already start to understanding Bitcoin as money, you know, and also the price of sats.
So, and I would like you to speak about the effect. When we started here in Jericoacoara doing the Fruits for Sats program, The parents of the kids and the teachers and the entire community start to look to Bitcoin in a different way, you know? What was the effect in São Tomé das Letras? What happened with the people that know that what you are doing, collecting donations, buying fruits, giving cards to the kids and enable them to buy it with Bitcoin?
Yeah, today it's like, at the beginning, some parents, oh, it's very nice, this project, fruits, my kid didn't have the habit to eat fruits, but now with the project at the school, they're eating fruits every day. When I go to the supermarket, there's a lot of kids there, oh, I want to buy watermelon. So the kids started to buy more, to eat more fruits at home, right? Especially those that are not on the project, because we have only 200 bolt cards and we are only doing the with the smallest one. And the other kids that are not on the project yet, they want the fruit. So they are asking for the parents. And yeah, after this year, because we are like in a low profile project yet with the school, we don't want to alarm too much with the community because Bitcoin is like, it's a a new thing, some more kind of awareness of it. But we started at some point. But today, I think the whole community understands. Other day, I was at the bank. The guy with my grandma got some benefits, and then the guy on the got a huge line, and the guy on the that was that works on the bank. They, oh, you guys come here, and he wants to accept Bitcoin, know more about Bitcoin. So the guy at the bank, the police officer, everyone in the community knows about Bitcoin, and that they know that Bitcoin is a good thing, because I think 1 or 2 months ago we are on the front page on a local newspaper here. Some I was in Jericoacoara, but there's this girl that writes about Bitcoin for a Bitcoin for like old era. She wrote a lot of articles about Bitcoin. She was living here, so I want to make an article about your project, you know. And then all the community now knows. That we are doing this social project with fruits at the school, and they are like, "Oh, that's amazing! Bitcoin is a good stuff. It's not for criminals or Ponzi scheme. They are like doing social projects and changing the world, the community on the base that are with the kids." So, yeah.
So, congratulations, Lucas! You did a very good job, man. And I think we started to make to spread this dream together. It was a really important piece of the puzzle to, you know, get the idea of one day to have the Bitcoin Beach box, you know, that box that we are going to send worldwide with cards, machines, servers, all that is needed to really spread Bitcoin as money, because the effect of someone holding a card with credits that, you know, it's a kind of investment and can be used to buy, to exchange as a medium of exchange, is very powerful. So when we started, like in the carnival, by implementing 20 Bitcoinized machines with BTC Pay servers, all technology that we created here and that you are using there, they are open source. And now that the model of the circular, because of the kids, like the conferences and a new entire market is emerging of Bitcoin payments. So you are part of that history. Congratulations. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. But now when I come back here, like it's something changed, because I talk to the people at the streets. Okay, do you have Bitcoin? Do you know what is Bitcoin? Okay, I have a wallet of Satoshi. I have Beeper. I went to a bar other day. Oh, can I pay with Bitcoin? Yes, of course. And what? So it's happening. The word is being spread, you know? So
slowly then suddenly.
Yeah, exactly. And I think now the whole community knows what is going on here. They know that we got this project that's running now for a year. They know about Bitcoin. They know there are some places that are accepting Bitcoin. And now with the POS machines, whoa, it changed the whole game, because people are saying that, okay, now they have Bitcoin POS machines? What is that? How it works? You know, it's like, you have to see the face. It's like, it's crazy with the POS machines. But yeah, I think
Awesome, Lucas. Yeah, I think one of the things that you mentioned, for example, with the kids having these cards, just recently on the weekend, on Saturday, we went to La Pirraya, which is a place in Usulután, here in El Salvador. It's a very small community in a kind of an island. It's more like a key. You have to get there by boat. And there's a small community center there where they teach. The pastor comes and then teaches values, similar to what we do here in El Zonte with Surf para Todos and in Hope House. And there are some very basic teachings of Bitcoin. And so there normally when these classes take place, there are some vendors outside selling stuff, and there are also some shops selling drinks and snacks and restaurants by the beach. So I was there, we were there with the people that came with us, both from El Zonte and from Berlin in Usulután. And it was so awesome to watch when the kids came out. They were lining up in the with this vendor to buy toys and whatever. And they were, most of them had their Bolt card in their hand, lining up to pay through the Bitcoin Ice POS machine. It was really super awesome to watch that. And then after that, we went to the shop for them to get their snack. Let's call it Refrigerio here. And they were also lining up with their card in the hand. So what Fernando is saying, that this is so powerful for them to understand that they have money in this card, and they have they for them to have access to this is really game changer. So that's awesome to see, and I would I also know that this is great job that you have been doing there, and I am curious. I would like you to talk a little bit more about how was the process of turning yourself into a shit coiner and then meeting Fernando and going full Bitcoin maximalist, I would say, and just orange peeling a community through this amazing project through Fruits, which is fantastic. So how was that, that how would you call it, change? I don't know. Why don't you walk us through that?
Yeah, I always be more to Bitcoin. In my portfolio, I always have like 80% of Bitcoin. I know that all of other stuff was are not here for to stay. But when I arrived in, it's not about only the Bitcoin technology, but yeah, Fernando teach me how the Bitcoin principles, you know, that it's not only about the money. Bitcoin is money itself, and it's here to change the world. You know, when I discovered Bitcoin the first time, I knew at the first sight, okay, this is gonna change everything. This is broke. You're gonna break the system, you know. And after that, a lot of new technologies coming on, and okay, well, then I lost myself in all this huge crypto universe. But when I met Fernando and talk about Bitcoin, I'm going down on the happy hole, and yeah, there's no way back, you know. It's about, yeah, Bitcoin. I think the difference in Bitcoin and shitcoin is all about principles, you know, and Bitcoin is not for everyone. There's some of that. It's not that it's not for everyone, but the people that don't have the Bitcoin principles go to other path, you know. And so when I met Fernando and spent these 3 months in Jericoacoara, it brings me back to this first fire that brings me to Bitcoin, that it was changing the world and break all the system that it's slavery in the humanity, you know. I think Bitcoin it's a straight way, you know, and it's gonna suck everything else.
No, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This is so cool to hear. And also, one of the things that you mentioned is that at first you have a lot of merchants. You mentioned close to 200, but that you started with only 21 and selling fruit.
Yeah, now we have 31, but there's more. There's a lot more that wants to set Bitcoin. But about principles of Bitcoin, when we started with the kid at school, the director, I think he don't want to make too much alarm, especially with the local government. So we spent like the first, I think, 6 months or more, and the major here that don't even know that the project was going on, and it's And the school is from the city government, you know, it's not for state or the federal government. And when is the director wants to keep it low profile, you know, and some months ago, the major and the government guys go to the school, oh, we're going to make a videos here and stuff. And he, no, it's not from, you're not going to use it for a political purpose. This is a Bitcoin project, you know. So I think the director is playing a good role on that. Today we have like 31 merchants accepting Bitcoin, but when we had 31, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I already can live in the Bitcoin standard. So today I can pay my the supermarket. We have restaurants, coffee shop, barber, gym. We have everything with Bitcoin. So if you want to go to, if you want to came to you, Santo Matas Letras, you want to leave the Bitcoin standard, you can do it. But now we are going to spend it. So from 2 or 3 weeks to now, I'm spending most of the time to open new wallets for people, teaching them about what is Bitcoin, how it works, why Bitcoin is so important, and how to receive and send and do payments with Bitcoin. Because I think if we teach the whole community about Bitcoin, how it works, the merchants will not be, we will not have to do the process of the merchants anymore, because everybody is Bitcoinized. You know, if everybody is Bitcoinized, we don't have to go to the merchant. Oh, you don't accept Bitcoin? No, because Bitcoin is already money, you know, like Pix we have here in Brazil. Everybody has Pix, so every merchant accepts Pix. If everybody's got Bitcoin wallets, we can use it. We don't Bitcoinize the merchant. We don't only have to Bitcoinize the people. For example, we have one merchant. They're still in the Bitcoinization process, but because we have a problem in the Bitcoinization, that is, okay, we have the owner. So I Bitcoinized the owner. He got the wallet, but he's not always there. So he got like 1, 2, or 3 employees, and they don't know how Bitcoin works. Now I have some of these places that all the people that are there, they got Bitcoin wallet. So they have no excuses for not accepting Bitcoin, because they know how it works. They can receive the Bitcoin and send to the owner, or I can send directly to the owner Lightning address. They know about the Lightning address. But yeah, that's it.
So, Scott, anyone that wants to make any questions to Lucas? So I have something to say, Paco. I don't know if you knew about it, but I went to La Pihaya and I saw that effect. And what was amazing about it, it was the fact of the kids after the merchants get the machines and the cards, they started to collect garbage from the island, and they helped to clean it with help of Quentin. And then I followed that story. I went to the village, to the La Pihaya, and it was fantastic. I participated of that process to see that happening in the islands, and I know if we can spread that technology and the way that is happening in Saint Tomé, is happening in El Zonte, in Berlin, there are several communities following that steps, you know, to empower the locals and access, you know, a better financial system.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I knew that you were there. So this is great work. And also, of course, the bold cards are built by Tianqi, and Darwin is here. So if you want to say something, Darwin, as well. And before Scott, what do you want to say?
Gracias, Paco. Muito obrigado, Lucas y Fernando. Quick question, Lucas. Just wondering if you've observed at all that there is that there are seeds being planted in any other communities near you. Maybe the same for Fernando as well. You know, it's within your local area, of course, there's adoption, merchant adoption, people using Bitcoin, etc. Do you find that seeds are being planted, you know, in other local communities? Just speak to maybe that fertilization process that's happening.
Okay. Since the beginning, we have some people from the whole Brazil sending messages. Oh, I start a community here at my city. I received a lot of messages when I was in charge of Bitcoin, prior Bitcoin social media. When we started now creating more content about Montana Bitcoin, we have more of these people around. This is one. You know, I don't know if you're talking about new circular economies in whole Brazil or here in new area. But here we got three merchants we got two in the next city here, and we got two cities that are already starting the Bitcoinization process. One of them is the nearest one that got now two merchants, one gin, and they are gonna open a restaurant in 2 days, and they are already got the POS machines because it's a restaurant here at Montanha Bitcoin. They gonna open in a shopping another restaurant in the neighbor city. So they're gonna work here during the day and there during the night. So they're gonna use the same POS machine, and this guy that it's accepting Bitcoin at his gym, he works at the bank here, and he wants to we're gonna make in a meetup with the local merchants, the local merchants association, and in our neighbor city here, and present them about Bitcoin, because he told me that got like 9 or 10 Bitcoiners, and at least 5 of them got merchants. I think the next step here will be replicate this Bitcoinization process with our neighbors here. It will be easy to do. In Jericoacoara, for example, it's not easy to do because we are surrounded by the dunes. So we are in the different ecosystem here. I think São Tomé das Letras, where is Montanha Bitcoin right now, it's the most, we have the most privilege of all the Bitcoin circular economies in Brazil, because we are in the middle of the three main capitals, São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and Belo Horizonte. So here, this area is the area where we got the most many people. We have millions of people. So this guy told me, oh, he's from Belo Horizonte. That is 4 hours from here. Oh, it's hard to go to Jericoacoara. It's like 3,000 kilometers. It's 1,000 kilometers to go to Holanche. But São Tomé das Letras is like 4 hours by car. They can just came. So we got some people from the region here. For example, we got the guy from the neighbor city. He always come here for just to pay in a restaurant with Bitcoin. It's not the best restaurant. It's like very simple, but he just came to the mountain to spend their sats, to buy ice cream, to buy the food. So yeah, I think here it's a place where it's easy for people to come, you know? And yeah, the seeds are being planted around. And I think now that we were not only okay, it's not only a circular economy with 21 merchants where you can buy anything, but yeah, we are gonna our plan now is to Bitcoinize 100% of the community, you know, because it's a small town. It's like 7,000 people living here, and it works like a family. It's very the people are very close, so Everybody knows me. The people, my family here is like 10% of the city. It's very huge. So I think almost everyone now knows about Bitcoin. And with some energy and some effort, I think we can build 100% Bitcoin only community. You know, yeah, it's a dream, but yeah, we can make it, right?
Lucas, I'd love for you to share just a little bit more what the city's like for people that want to maybe come visit. Is it a tourist location? It sounds like it's in the mountains. So tell people a little bit about what there is to do in the city and why they should come visit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's, I think this is, I forgot about it in the beginning, that we start thinking about this Bitcoin technology in the pandemics, because São Tomé das Letras is located at the parallel 21S, so 21 Satoshi. Yeah, it's from Greenwich, you know, so it's a Kabbalistic number. Yeah, it's on the mountains, it's a paradise with a lot of waterfalls. We have a good climb. So it's hot during the day, but it's very cold during the night because we're in the mountains, right? And it's a touristic place, knowing worldwide. It's one of the 7 energetic places of the world, one of the 7 chakras of the earth. It's the ufology capital here in Brazil. It's the most esoteric city in Brazil. We have like our team here is like aliens and fairies and gnomes, and yeah, you go to a restaurant, you're gonna be served by an alien, and the musician that will be playing, they will be an alien, you know. There's witches everywhere, it's everybody, it's thematic, you know. So yeah, it's a very nice place to come.
I'm sold, I want to go.
Yeah, we got a lot of mystical stuff like crystals, because the mountain is like more than 90% of quartz. So we are in a crystal mountain. Yeah, and it's funny, but yeah, some houses are literally made of crystal because they are made of the rock here that is like 90% of quartz. So it's a lot of energy, it's like micro campus. So yeah, it's a magic place. It's, we call it Montanha Magica, Magic Mountain. And you can pay with Bitcoin.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a very good point, because you were saying that you were onboarding a lot of more merchants. You can live on a Bitcoin standard, but how do you normally make the Bitcoin circulate within the community? Do you have a lot of tourism, or are people getting paid in Bitcoin, or how is that process?
Yeah, we have some Bitcoiners that come to know and to learn about Bitcoin, to spend their sats. Because we receive a lot of tourists that have Bitcoin, but they don't know how to spell, you know. But yeah, at some part, one important stuff that I forgot, it's that here I'm here born and raised, and how here is like one of the 7 chakras of the earth. We believe that it's a sacred place that will be the birth of a new era, you know. So since I was born, they always say, okay, the world is gonna, the apocalypse is gonna come, the world is gonna break down, and we survive and bring and we build the future of humanity. We bring the new era here. You're gonna be one of the places that you born a new society. So that's why it's a perfect place to citadel, you know. We don't have cataclysms here, we don't have like earthquakes, we don't have tsunamis, we don't have nothing. We are like, it's very protected place. It's a perfect place for a citadel, you know. We are very far from the sea. We have no problems here, you know. it's far from any kind of center in the case of atomic war. Yeah. It's a perfect citadel.
Nice. Well, those arguments may not convince me because I'm a beach person, but I still want to come visit.
Yeah, because I don't know if the sea comes and like, no. We are like more than a thousand kilometers, you know, from the sea in height. Yeah.
Okay, that's the altitude.
Yeah, another stuff that I forgot about Bitcoin Pizza Day at the school. I talked with the director, and we're gonna make the pizza day for the 500 kids. The school people, they're gonna make the pizzas themselves. We're gonna buy the ingredients for the pizzas. We're gonna make pizzas for 500 kids to celebrate the pizza day with the kids.
Paco, the best thing in Minas Gerais is the food. Is the food.
Talk to me.
Pão de queijo. What is that?
It's a cheese bread. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's kind of cheese bread. But yeah, there's no pão de queijo in any other place in the world. It's only here, it's the original pão de queijo. If you go to São Paulo, it's other stuff that they sell, like pão de queijo. If you go to all other places, they sell the fake pão de queijo. And also, we are now like the cheese and coffee region, you know? So it's a lot of cheese. And yeah, for the pizza day, we got like a lot of cheese. Yeah, but Minas Gerais is the state in Brazil where we have the best food. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Paco, we're coming up on an hour that we usually like to keep it to. Do you want to see if there's any last questions and then wrap us up?
Yeah, absolutely. If there's anyone that wants to come up stage and ask a question, please raise your hand and we can do that so we can wrap up. In the meantime, Scott, any final thoughts? You want to comment anything about the announcement that we made today?
Sure, just really quickly. Again, thank you, Lucas and Fernando, both for telling us more about what's happening in Brazil. And for everyone who's here, in case you didn't see, we announced today, or I should say Bitcoin Beach announced today, a round of grants for Bitcoin, emerging Bitcoin circular economy. Sorry for the noise, I'm out in the city. I hope you can hear me. So a campaign to help advance emerging Bitcoin circular economies around the world, just announced today, thanks to Bitcoin Beach, and doing it in partnership with the Federation of Bitcoin Circular Economies and Geyser. The announcement for today is in the Bitcoin Beach Twitter handle, on Instagram. It's on the Federation website as well, which is fbce.io. And all of the information and more details about how to apply for grants, workshops that will take place as part of it, and then the evaluation and granting process will all be available on the Geyser website. Very shortly, but you can access all of that from the Bitcoin Beach X or Twitter handle, or from our Twitter handle as well, the Federation for Bitcoin Circular Economy. It's really exciting, and our immense gratitude to Bitcoin Beach for leading this. I'm really excited to see how this helps scale up Bitcoin circular economies around the world for the coming year. Gracias, Paco. Thanks, everyone.
Perfect, Scott. Thank you. So we have Francisco. Do you have a question, Francisco?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And well, nice to meet you all, guys. Well, basically, right now my question is, well, more than a question would be like a comment, right? You know, I'm trying to understand basically how that worked, you know, on Bitcoin Beach and everything like that, because it's an amazing work that you guys have done. Even the guys from Berlin, right, here in El Salvador, right? It's like very, very unusual to see places that actually accept Bitcoin, because I live in the capital city, and even here in the capital city in San Salvador, it's really complicated to find local stores that actually accept Bitcoin. So, you know, talking about a circular economy, it's really, I would like to know exactly, like, what can be done in that case? It's a very open question, right? Maybe you have talked about it before, but it's kind of the second time I joined to this talk, let's say. And I just would like to know exactly what can be done for people like me. Like, I want to spend or I want to buy things with sats, right? And but I don't find any places, you know, and how to encourage people to join that, you know, because I know Bitcoin Beach program, you know, I know my first Bitcoin program, they are trying to encourage people on that part. But like normal people like me, like, you know, what can we do? What can we say to these local stores to encourage them to accept Bitcoin? Because in El Salvador, they have to accept it, right? But most of them, they say they don't, because they don't know how to use it. So that's my question. I don't know if it's clear.
I have I'm sorry, Mike.
Go ahead.
I have a technique to onboard merchants. It's my personal motivation, right? When you live in a place and then you have Bitcoin and somehow you think it's a good thing for the merchant, I use that personal motivation to try to talk with the owner and tell them, look, use Bitcoin as another payment method. It's important. If you start to understand and study it, it can change your life, as it happened with me. So your personal motivation sometimes is the key. It's the key for you to go there and help your local merchants, because, you know, the fiat money is around for decades, and Bitcoin is new. It's difficult for the people to understand, and there's a lot of misinformation. So this personal motivation make it real and make it easier for you to spend your time, you know, because when you can pay, it will be good for you, it will be good for the merchant, and maybe if they learn, they will be better in the future. But go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was just going to say one thing is a tool, like if you use the Blink wallet, there's a map function in that, and, you know, even within San Salvador, I know Bitcoiners that live in San Salvador and live on a Bitcoin standard, they only spend Bitcoin, and it's so it's definitely not every place is accepting Bitcoin, but the maps are the useful tool. And we always encourage Bitcoiners to make sure that you're spending your money in Bitcoin to businesses that accept Bitcoin, because that's the way that encourages businesses to keep accepting it. We've seen with some businesses, they onboard and not enough people are using it and they forget how to use it. And so the key is to make sure the Bitcoiners are out there spending at those stores. And then I always just ask any store, you know, if they take Bitcoin, because if they hear it from enough people, then they start to get in their head that, hey, I'm losing customers. These people ask if I accept Bitcoin. And when I say no, they leave and go to another business. Over time, they generally decide to start accepting Bitcoin. But I think it's important to realize that these things don't happen overnight. This is going to be a decade-long transformation, even in El Salvador. But it is really helpful when it happens in clusters. And so when you see it in small communities where it kind of feeds off each other and Bitcoin really starts to circulate, it makes it easier. So I think it's actually harder in the capital city because it is such a huge city. It actually happens faster in smaller communities. So that's just kind of my observation. But you can, you know, be part of that change even in your own neighborhood in the the stores you shop at?
Yeah, I always plant the seed. Every time that I pay for anything, I just ask, can I pay with Bitcoin? Can I pay with Bitcoin? Can I pay with Bitcoin? And sometimes they ask, what is Bitcoin? Not yet. I always go to the same place. I go to the barbershop, for example. Here we got like 3 barbershops. I go to the first one. Oh, can I pay with Bitcoin? No, no way. Okay, go to the second one. Can I pay with Bitcoin? Yes, you can pay with Bitcoin. At the time that I'm going to pay, okay, no, I don't want Bitcoin. I want fiat money. Okay, so I'm not going to come back here. Okay, and then the third one, can I pay with Bitcoin? Yes, you can pay with Bitcoin. How it works? Can you cheat me? Yes, of course. And then I go every week and do my cut my hair and pay with Bitcoin. I think going to the places and ask them if you can pay with Bitcoin, they're okay. He wants to pay with Bitcoin. I don't know how it works. What is Bitcoin? How can I receive Bitcoin? No, I think you have to plant the seed, and at some time they are gonna growing, and sometime they are gonna start accepting Bitcoin. But how the host say, it's good to go to your neighbor, your near places where you used to go to buy your coffee every day, maybe, or where you cut your hair, or at your local supermarket. They always ask, and sometime they're gonna open their minds for Bitcoin.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lucas, Fernando. We're excited to keep following your guys' project. Make sure that you follow them on Twitter, and that you support them as they do different fundraisers, and ideally get down there and be able to check out the project. Paco, you want to sign us off?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Be prepared. We are going to announce next week's circular economy. Lorena, do you remember who is?
Is Bitcoin Jungle.
Foster. Yeah.
Awesome. So stay tuned for the announcement. And then next week we will have Bitcoin Jungle. So thank you, everyone, for joining, and see you next time.
And Bitcoin Jungle is coming to Private Coin and for the pizza day. We are going to make something special. We are working in the Blink implementation. It will be awesome. Stay tuned. We are preparing something huge for this year.
Awesome. Great. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Thank you guys.